Well, as we start out looking at what's happening market-wise today, this corn market talk of lower trade in part, they say they're going to blame Europe again today and kind of some lackluster demand on top of everything.
Yeah, Susan, it's been a pretty tough market, although a little bit of hope from today's early action anyway. We'll see if we can make it stick. The market opened about 6-7 lower in a pretty negative type opening bell, but we have seen prices quickly work their way up through unchanged and actually 3-3.5 higher. So this is a very important support level. I'll call it 580 basis, that March corn contract. If it does not take it out, there's hope that we can garner some sort of a pretty major short covering rally, perhaps.
Dennis, it seems like a lot of anticipation to tomorrow's USDA report.
Well, there is, but at the same time, as far as the U.S. numbers, we're not really expecting any changes on the supply side of the ledger. We'll see what they do with demand. Ethanol demand appears to be red hot, but yet feed demand and export business has been slow. But I really don't expect any changes there. But the world numbers will be watched closely. Well, there's talk of excellent crop in China, yet interesting, the Chinese were noted buyers of corn in today's export market.
What were your thoughts on the exports for the soybeans?
Well, they were constructive. I mean, they were a little better than expected in a general sense. And like I said, we're trying to badmouth the markets in every way possible, but yet the Chinese are expected to come in and be a major buyer in the future of soybeans, in fact, a record large buyer. And there's also talk that they could be in our corn market, as today's evidence points to. So exports, I think, are probably a little bit undervalued, in my opinion.
Still some ample supplies of worldwide wheat?
Yeah, wheat is the anchor. And I guess if there's anything that's negative to the corn market, it's the wheat market. So it does appear that the wheat supplies are plentiful on the world market, and I'm not sure how that takes care of itself. Probably going to take time and probably going to take some lower wheat prices.
Over to the livestock, it seems like our cattle market may have a duel. Are we ever going to see cash take place really today?
We'll see where it does. I'm sure it will today, tomorrow. The bids are, as you've indicated, around 118 for the cash steers, asking prices closer to anywhere from 121 to as high as $1.26 is what I've heard. We'll see where it breaks loose. I guess I would not expect the bids to buy cattle, and I think it'll be $1.21 or higher compared to $1.24 paid last week.
So obviously they can expect some sort of drop in the cash once it does fully establish.
I would expect it'll be some sort of a lower market, correct.
What about these lower hogs we've been dealing with again?
Well, the markets, futures are down right now and seemingly not acting very good, but I'm just not hearing a lot of weakness coming out of this cash hog market. So I would be real careful about pressing the hog board here at these levels. I have noticed that the bull spreads are continuing to show some strength, and that's an indication of cash market strength, in my opinion.
Are you pleased with what the demand has been, though, for hogs?
Overall, demand's outstanding. It's possibly slowed a little bit, maybe a little bit going to China has slowed down in recent weeks. But overall, outstanding demand has been the fact and should be the case in the future.